Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the program by phone. Larry Brandstetter is with us here this morning. We wanted to talk a little bit about a project that's been going on to get people gathering and talking. It's called Food for Thought. It's an every second Thursday of the month program, and they have another session coming up here next week on April 9th that we wanted to visit a little bit about. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell me, you've been doing this now for a little while. How did the Food for Thought program come about?
Well, it's interesting because the program, which is sponsored, by the way, by Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association, Montgomery County Economic Development Association, and others. And basically, we started talking about, you know, let's start talking about what life in Southwest Iowa and rural Iowa is going to be like in 15 to 20 years. You know, let's start thinking forward. And so basically, the programmatic impact and the programmatic direction that we're focusing on is not today. It's getting people who are in a specific field to talk about what they envision 15 to 20 years down the road for their particular field. The first four programs that we had really focused on AI. What's the role of AI in rural areas? And what is that going to do for business and government and schools, and where's that headed? And so we talked a lot about AI for those first four sessions. And then we talked to an auditor, a county auditor, and said, what is county government going to look like in 15 to 20 years, particularly in light of the fact that the governor and the legislature are talking about possibility of small counties merging or offices within a courthouse merging? What's all that going to look like? And we talked about rural medicine and rural health and say rural hospitals, what are they going to look like? And what's the type of care rural Iowans can be looking at in 15 to 20 years? So this that's been the focus. And we do, like you said, the second Thursday of every month up at Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and in the Carter Room. And that's our focus, that's our mission, and that's where we're headed.
You bet. You know, Larry, these are the kind of conversations that probably happen every day in local coffee shops, but this is an opportunity to get folks together to be able to condense some of that information and to come up with some solutions as opposed to the coffee shop method.
Exactly, exactly. And we try to bring in people that are deeply immersed in that particular area, and so that they're the ones that are looking forward, which kind of brings me to the one on April 9th. We go from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, like I said, in the Carter Room of Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. And Jason Plourd, who is the chief administrator for Green Valley AEA, is going to be talking about what is education going to be looking like in 15 to 20 years. And there are a lot of elements to this word education. There's certainly public education. There is parochial education, homeschooling, charter school possibilities. What is all that going to look like in the mix as we look forward? And so he's going to talk about the issues of how are our students going to learn in 15 to 20 years. That's how are they going to learn? I remember years ago we learned from a book and the teacher talking. That is the past. Where does the future lie? Is AI a part of that? We don't know. We'll live by listening. And where are we going to learn? We all went to public schools and at that point in time, or to a parochial school. But where we learn is going to be extremely interesting as we move forward, because the legislature is starting to look at various options for parents to send their children. And then the question is going to come up, why are we learning? And I think a lot of people are starting to look at that and say, okay, we're having to learn math and science and English and history, et cetera, et cetera. But why are we not learning about other things, such as, you know, balancing a checkbook and things of that nature? So that's basically the three areas that he's going to focus on. And so there are going to be five areas of discussion that Dr. Plourde is going to be getting into. The first one is curriculum, the location, the subject focus of that curriculum, and the assessment. How is that? What's that going to look like in 15 to 20 years? There's also a shift he's going to be talking about, a shift that's taking place, that's moving toward choice-driven systems of education. I'm assuming that choice is that the parent is going to have choices about where their child is going to go to school, but it also could be choices in the subject matter that student is taking. He's also going to be addressing the fact that something that is very much a reality, and that is enrollment decline. And enrollment decline, he's going to point out, is a system-level disruptor. And I know that Atlantic and all the small schools around here, that with decline is disruption within what offerings we have, the student-pupil ratios, all of those things, and what is that going to mean 15 to 20 years as population continues to decline in rural Iowa. And then he's going to get into the area of the future being shared. And what is sharing going to look like? Is it going to be regionalized? Is it going to be specialized? We certainly have a lot of smaller schools that are sharing a lot now. They're sharing superintendents. They're business people. But where is this whole idea of sharing going to continue to go? And then there's another one, the fifth one, local control versus state direction. We've always had some state direction, but the legislature seems to be moving very quickly toward more and more state direction, what schools are supposed to do and what they can do. And that presents a tension between the school, local school board, the local superintendents and administrators and teachers, and what the state is mandating happen. And it seems that this is starting to come to fruition as we look at what the legislature is dealing with right now. So that's kind of a summation of where we're headed at the future of education for Food for Thought next time on the 9th of April.
You bet. Well, I see there's no registration required for these sessions. It's simply a come on out and be a part of the conversation. And Larry, when I look at this, I know this is sponsored and presented largely by Montgomery County and Red Oak organizations, but the discussion topics, they're not just about Montgomery County. So is this open to anyone around Southwest Iowa who wants to participate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody from Southwest Iowa can come, because we're really focusing our subject matters on rural Iowa. What does rural Southwest Iowa going to be looking like in 15 to 20 years? As we get down further down the road, we'll be talking some about agriculture. We'll be talking about mental health. We'll be talking about law enforcement. We'll be talking about energy production and where energy is going to come from and how is it going to get here. Those are just some of the topics that we have coming down the road.
You bet. Well, and it sounds like, you know, 15, 20 years from now, how could it be that much different? But think about what it was like 15 or 20 years ago. Heck, think about what it was like just 6 years ago. COVID changed education for a long time now, too. The way we approach it, a lot of the factors there. So things can happen in a hurry.
Absolutely right. That's what we're looking at. You know, we can't be complacent. We have to continue to look forward and continue to decide what's going to be best for education, for public education, and for the education of our children.
Sure. Larry, let me ask you then, too, when you have these sessions, and you've had some already on different topics, what happens with the information that you've gleaned from these sessions?
Well, actually, it depends on the individual who's coming and listening. Mm-hmm. You know, what are they going to do with the information? Are they going to just sit on it and say, okay, now I know? Or are they going to start becoming active with that information and active listeners, active participants in discussions going forward? That all depends upon the person who's been at the session and taken away information from it.
Sure. So we've got to identify the problems and then come up with some actionable solutions.
Absolutely correct, yes. And of course, those actionable solutions oftentimes take place in a political environment, you know, with the county board of supervisors, the city councils, the school boards, things of that nature. But on the other hand, when we get into agriculture, we get into what's a farm going to look like? What kind of machinery are going to use? What kind of a seed are they going to, what crops are they going to be planting? And then what seeds are they going to have? And how is the genetic makeup of those seeds going to look like? And as we get into energy, right now we're using a lot of wind and a lot of solar, but where's nuclear come into this? Is that a player in the field? And are the suppliers, such as MidAmerica Energy and Allegiant and all the rest of those, are they the ones that are going to be providing energy? Those are questions that we have to look at, and we have to start trying to get as much information as we can.
Sounds like some spirited discussions are on the way here for the Food for Thought program. And again, that happens the second Thursday of every month. Now, the next session coming up on Thursday,
exactly.
April 9th. That's the future of rural education in Iowa. It's from noon until 1 o'clock at the Carter Education Room at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, and everyone is welcome to attend. And we hope folks do, and bring some good ideas and some questions with you as well. Larry Brandstetter.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Larry Brandstetter's been with us here this morning. Hey, thanks for helping us out here and sharing this morning.
You bet. And as we move forward and we get more programs going, I'd like to share that with your listeners.